Track 3. BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt blames her cats for the family chaos.
I used to have a memory to be proud of. I was the one in the newsroom who could remember a story we did 7 years ago and even be pretty sure of the month or even day of the week we did it. I could remember direct quotes from people, and it took me seconds to learn scripts. Now my menopausal brain struggles to remember thoughts I had a few seconds ago. I've taken to using the trick of visualisation to try to help. So, for example, when I decided what topics to write about in this column, I used the image of a cat dinner party, with all the cats sitting around our table. That, I know, would make an interesting column. The reality, I'm afraid, is a little more mundane. So, let me explain. First, I would like to introduce our latest additions to the fold. Just to add to the general chaos of our family life, we've adopted two rescue kittens. One is black with a little white moustache, and we've named him Baffy, Italian for moustache. The other is a feisty tabby girl we've called Bella. Alex, cat lover extraordinaire, was wary of the idea at first, as he thought we had enough on our plates with the dog, ducks and chickens, not to mention the children. But, as I predicted, his excitement grew as the date of arrival drew nearer, and once they were here, it was hard for him to take the grin off his face. Nothing beats dogs for me, but I have to admit there is something very special about stroking a purring cat on your lap. It also feels like our house is complete again. I've come to the conclusion that I actually thrive on a bit of chaos. Or maybe having so much going on just gives me an excuse for the chaos. That's one for the therapist's couch. Which brings me on to the dinner party bit of the memory aid. I definitely felt like I needed an excuse for the chaos when we hosted our first meal for friends since last summer. It was a shambles. The pandemic has made me realise that I'm not a party person. I definitely do not miss the walking into a room where you hardly know anyone scenario, but I love eating with friends and small groups. Still, due to the busyness of our lives, we've never been great at regular hosting. I have friends who have people round every week and have it down to a fine art, but with us, there just never seems to be time. Also, because of lockdown, we'd got used to not having to worry about the house looking tidy, where the napkins were, or whether we had the right mixers in the drinks cupboard. We finally got round to inviting some great friends over for a barbecue in August, thinking that would be a good way to ease our way back into the social world. All I can say is, thank goodness they were great friends. First, we underestimated how long we had to get ready. When they turned up, we hadn't found the cushions for the outdoor chairs, prepared any food, or got the barbecue started. It turned out the barbecue wasn't working, so Alex had to do a begging mission to our neighbours and wheel theirs over to use instead. Our friends ended up doing a lot of the cooking, as Alex and I ran back and forth bringing things out to the table and then remembering something else and rushing off again. By the time we sat down, we were just glad to eat anything, let alone worry about napkins, which of course I had forgotten. Now the barbecue season is over, I know we should be inviting people over for meals round our kitchen table. But have you seen our kitchen? No, I realise many of you, thankfully, have not, but just the thought of making that look presentable exhausts me. I blame the kittens.
Thank you, Susie.